Hello again, Tweeples, Bruins, and iTunes folks. This is part two of I'm Coming Out, a blog post by Rich de Kunis from the 30th of April 2010. You can read his blog at catchytitle.net. This is part two, so I'll reread the introduction and then get straight on with the list. Okay, I just cannot take it anymore. I'm voting Labour, and below is a list of the reasons why. I haven't mentioned the economy in the main list because it deserves special attention in the paragraphs below. The list. So here's my list of reasons why I'll be voting Labour. 1. It gave independence to the Bank of England, freeing politicians from the temptation to alter interest rates in big election giveaways. 2. Stopping genocide in Sierra Leone. Over two decades of government neglect of the interior, followed by the spilling over of the Liberian conflict into its borders, eventually led to the Sierra Leone Civil War, which began in 1991 and was resolved in 2000. After the struggling Nigerian-led United Nations troops were heavily reinforced by a British force spearheaded by 42 commandos of the Royal Marines, as well as several British army units. The arrival of this force resulted in the defeat of rebel forces and restored the civilian government elected in 1998 to Freetown. Since then, almost 72,500 former combatants have been disarmed and the country has re-established a functioning democracy. 3. Repealed Section 28, allowing homosexuality to be discussed in school. Being a teenager and gay is harrowing enough without it being considered a taboo. At least if it can be openly talked about, it then shows that it is truly nothing to be ashamed of. 4. Allowed equal rights for surviving gay partners by allowing civil partnerships. 5. Reduced the legal age of consent for homosexual sexual relations to 16, to fall in line with heterosexual relations. 6. Introduced the national minimum wage. 7. Introduced paternity leave for new fathers. 8. Maternity pay from day 1, maternity pay extended from 14 to 26 weeks. 9. Negotiated the Good Friday Agreement, bringing peace to Northern Ireland. 10. Backed a winning bid for the 2012 Olympics, initiating incredible redevelopment of London's East End. 11. Saw through the construction of the Millennium Dome, despite opposition of an extremely narrow-minded press and a bandwagon-hopping Conservative Party. The reported £900 million this cost paid for new transport infrastructure, improvements to the bus network and Jubilee Line, the clearance of dozens of acres of toxic land that had been unusable for years, created a world-class entertainment venue which continues to pay rent into the government's coffers, has produced acres of prime real estate for the private sector to develop, which would have been left as abandoned warehouses, and become a direct example to the IOC as to what government-private partnerships could accomplish in the East End, which ultimately resulted in a successful Olympic bid. 12. Crime has been cut by 32%. Violent crime is down 31%. Vehicle-related crime is down 52%. And domestic burglary is down 55%. The fear of crime, however, has increased exponentially, especially for the Daily Mail and its readers, i.e. the Conservative Party. That was part two of I'm Coming Out, a blog post by Rich de Kunis from the 30th of April 2010. You can read the blog online at catchytitle.net, or please check back for the end of the list in part three. I'm Michael Stakunis, and you can read my blog at blick2k.co.uk. That's blick2k.co.uk. Thanks for listening.